Welcome to Torah Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Batya Brander, and today we will be studying Hosea chapter 6. In chapter 4 and 5, the Navi is rebuking the Jewish people, primarily the 10 tribes, but also Malchus Yehuda. Chapter 4 opened with a very powerful pasuk, and I'd like to review it here because we will be revisiting this theme shortly. Shemu Dvar Hashem B'nei Yisrael, Ki Riv LaHashem Im Yoshvei Ha'aret. Listen to the words of Hashem B'nai Yisrael, for there is a contention that Hashem has an argument with you, the people of the land. Ki ein emes ve'ein chesed ve'ein das Elokim ba'aretz. There is no truth, there is no loving kindness, and there is no knowledge of God in the land. We'll be revisiting the themes of emes, chesed, and das Elokim as we learn this coming chapter. Chapter 5 ended on a positive note, and chapter 6 begins on a positive note and ends... Well, we'll see how it ends, as it will depend on how we understand the last pasuk. I'd like to read the introduction of this chapter by the Das Sofrim, Rabbi Chaim Dov Rabinowitz. The prophecy in this chapter is different than that in the previous chapter. Here is solace, and there is anger. After the harsh words in the foregoing chapters, words of consolation are spoken and encouragement to strive in the knowledge of God. By effort, they will surely attain it, just as it is certain that the morning light will dawn tomorrow. Spiritual stability is called for, constancy in the performance of good deeds, above all, mutual acts of kindness and growth in knowledge of God. This prophecy also sets forth complaints, accusing Israel of terrible transgressions. There is betrayal, a city where murder is rampant, priests who are likened to bandits, and so on. These manifestations of evil were relatively rare, however, and in time would have disappeared entirely in the presence of loving kindness and knowledge of God. It's good to start with this perspective, since once we start to read the verses, there are actually more verses that describe the terrible events than those that are positive. So it's good to hear from Rav Chaim Dov Rabinowitz that these evil manifestations were relatively rare. As we did in the last chapter, many of the translations are based on an understanding in the Vayavinu Bamikra version. Pasuk Aleph, L'chuvin Ashuva El Hashem. What a great way to start off the chapter. Yehuda, Yisrael will return to their hearts and will say to one another, let us go and return to Hashem. Ki hu taraf vayirpa'enu. In the previous chapter, God describes himself as a lion who is toref, who tears the Jewish people apart. Here they have a recognition. They finally realize that the patch came from Hashem. And since Hashem was the one who was toref, who tore them apart, Hashem will heal them. Yach vayach b'shenu. Similarly, Hashem struck, and he will therefore bandage us. Yachenu miyomayim. In 2 days he will heal us, he will revive us. Bayom hashlishi yikimenu. And on the third day he will raise us up. V'nichya lefanav. And we will live before him permanently. Perhaps the 2 days are 2 exiles that we experienced, but when we get to the third exile, we will permanently be raised before Hashem. Or perhaps it's showing how Hashem will speed our recovery, since we know the third day is the most difficult one when it comes to an illness. Either way, we recognize that the punishment came from Hashem, and therefore the cure will come from him as well. Pasuk Gimel, V'neda'a, V'nerdfa, L'dasas Hashem. And we will know, and we'll know the truth, and we'll run after Hashem, run after to desire the knowledge of Hashem. Kishachar nachon motzo, like with the clarity of dawn, we will find him. Vayavo kageshem lanu, and he will come to us like rain. Kimalkosh yore aret, like the late rain that quenches the earth. Just like we're so sure that the dawn of a new day brings light, we call something clear as day. So too will we know that the good path, the right path to serve Hashem, is the clear path, and that Hashem will help us the way that rain helps crops. This is what B'nai Yisrael and B'nai Yehuda should have said, but sadly they haven't said it, and therefore in Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Ma'a'eselecha Ephraim, Ma'a'eselecha Yehuda, like a parent who bemoans, what am I going to do with you? V'chastechem ka'anan boker, u'ketal mashkim holech. Because the chesed that you've done is like a fleeting morning cloud, like dew that dissipates early in the morning. Perhaps this is referring to the half-hearted return of the second chapter, where they begin to do tshuva, but it's very far from complete. And here we notice that the specific focus is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between man and his fellow man, which is very much emphasized in this chapter. The next pasuk is another difficult to understand pasuk. Al kein chatzavti banavi'im, haragtim bi'imrei fi. Lachtsov means to hew, like to cut stone. Perhaps this means that I sent my nevi'im to cut through to you with my words in order to direct you on the right path. But instead, because of what they said, haragtim, you killed them, you murdered them, like what happened with Uriah and Zechariah, and what might have happened with Yirmiyahu if they had gone further. U'mishpatecha or yetze, and yet you expect good judgment? You want a light and positive judgment to come out from this? Pasuk vav, ki chesed chafatzti velo zavach, v'das elokim me'olos. For I desire loving kindness, not karbanos, not offerings. I desire knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. On this pasuk, the Maharal brings down the following medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaviv alei chesed she'atem gomlim chesed ze laze yoter mikol zevach shezavach Shlomo lefanai elef olos ya'ale Shlomo. Hashem says, more precious, more beloved to me is the kindness that you do one for another, more than all of the offerings that Shlomo HaMelech brought, and we know that he brought thousands of olos. The Medrash continues, once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going to Yerushalayim and Rabbi Yoshua was going after him, and he said, oh, so sad about the Beis HaMikdash, oy lanu, al habayis asher hu charev, the Beis HaMikdash that has been destroyed, makom shemechaprim bo avonosenu, the place where we attain atonement for our sins. Amar lo b'ni, al yira lecha, don't let this make you so upset, ki ish lanu kapara kayotze bazeh, because we have a similar type of atonement. The ezoze gemilus chasadim. What is it? It is loving kindness. Lekach ne'emar ki chesed chafatzti velo zevach. He quotes this pasuk, for I desired loving kindness, not offerings. Ve'omer ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh, because it says in Tehillim that the world is built on kindness. The Maharal explains that all of this is because one who does loving kindness, it's not going to be a material development, which I think he means that it's not like you're acquiring mitzvos or amassing mitzvos, but rather it's a refining of one's nature. And through it, one refines and purifies the body from sin. He continues by saying that through Torah, through truth, and through knowledge of God, we have the ability to purify and to refine the power of thought, koach hasichli, to refine one's mind from false beliefs. The Navi continues, Vehema ka'adam avru bris sham bagdubi. And they are like Adam Harishon, first man, who violated the covenant and betrayed Hashem. The Navi continues by describing specific groups within the 10 tribes. We know that the exile of the 10 tribes did not occur in one fell swoop, but rather occurred in stages. Aver LeYarden was taken into exile. Those are the 2.5 tribes on the other side of the Jordan River. Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. And the areas are called Gilad and Bashan. Another stage was the northern part of the 10 tribes. And then finally, the central portion of the 10 tribes went into exile. Here our pasuk talks about Gilad, portion of the Aver HaYarden, the other side, the east of the Jordan River. Gilad Kiryat Poalei Aven. Gilad is a city of evildoers. Akuba Midam. They ambush for blood. Uchechake Ish Gedudim. Their bands or gangs await men. Chever Kohanim. A band of Kohanim. Derech Yiratzchu Shechma. They go on the path to murder on the road. Shechma, shoulder to shoulder, with one will. Kizima asu, for they have planned a plot. When Moshe Rabbeinu appoints the cities of refuge, the Arei Miklat, there's a disproportionate number of cities assigned to the Aver HaYarden, to the eastern side of the Jordan River. Because even though there's only 2.5 tribes, there are 3 cities on the east side of the Jordan River and 3 cities on the west side of the Jordan River. And we learn from this that the people on the east side of the Jordan River were more bloodthirsty than the people on the west side of the Jordan River. What's the source text that's used for this? Our pasuk here in Hosea, Akuba Midam, they ambush for blood. It's comforting to recall from the Das Sofrim that these events were very rare. The Malbim understands these references to Shechem and to Gilad as being slightly different than what we explained. He refers to two groups referring to Gilad. One group goes back to the story of Pilegesh Begiva, the concubine of Giva, where the tribes called together all the people of the remaining 11 tribes to come and stand against Binyamin in war. And the people of Yavesh Gilad did not respond. Later, when they were feeling bad about the fact that Binyamin had no women to marry, they killed out the men of Yavesh Gilad and handed their wives over to the Shevet Binyamin survivors. Another possible bloody reference to Gilad comes in the time of Achav and Izebel. We know that Izebel killed out as many of the Nevi'ei Emes, the true prophets, as she could find. Eliyahu himself came from the city of Gilad. And perhaps many of his students who were killed by Izebel were geographically located in Gilad. The Malbim also understands these Kohanim as referring to the Kohanei Baal, those who officiate at the Baal worship, that they too participated in the bloodshed. The Perek begins to wind down. Beveis Yisrael Ra'isi Sha'aruria. In the house of Israel I have seen disgrace. Sham Znus LeEphraim. There I saw harlotry in the place of Ephraim. Nitma Yisrael. Yisrael has been defiled. This is perhaps referring to real adultery, or perhaps idolatry, or a third possibility, adultery connected to idolatry, which again we remember from Baal Pa'ar, this incident with Pinchas killing Cusbi and Zimri. And the final pasuk, Gam Yehuda Shas Katsir Lach. Also Yehuda is reaped. Beshuvi Eshvus Ami, when I return the remnants of my people. This is a very enigmatic pasuk, as we don't understand what it means for Judah to be reaped. One interpretation is that Judah is punished, so to speak, cut off, when I, Hashem says, return to punish Israel. Perhaps it means also Judah took a branch from your tree, sort of a page from your book, since you, Israel, set an example for them, and thus they engaged in these inappropriate behaviors as well. The Malbim understands this in a positive way, as Yehuda getting a branch of chesed, sort of a lifeline, when Hashem saved them during Chizkiyahu's time, since many cities, even in Yehuda, were taken captive at that time until the complete about-face and destruction of the Assyrian army. As we conclude this chapter, let's recap the point that the Maharal makes. The repeated themes of chesed, emes, and das Elokim, kindness, truth, and knowledge of God, shows us the pivotal importance of these themes. That it's not about amassing mitzvos. It's not like there's some global checkoff list. Oh, well, how many mitzvos did you do today? Check, 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 check. But rather, the purpose of these mitzvos to refine ourselves. The Vilna Gaon understood emes as referring to Torah. Chesed, of course, gemilus chesedim, and das, knowledge of God. This is understanding of Hashem, yediyas Hashem. He expresses that it deals with three different relationships in three different realms. Emes, Torah, that's between man and himself. Chesed, that's between man and his fellow man. But Das Elokim, that's Ben Adam Lamakom, between man and God. He continues to say that Emes is the realm of speech, Chesed is the realm of deed, and Das is the realm of thought. So we can apply the Maharal's concept here as well, that the purpose of mitzvos is to refine and purify ourselves in thought, deed and speech, and in all areas of our lives, between man and man, between man and God, and between man and ourselves. Thank you for learning Le'ilui Nishmas Gilbert Carcenti, Menachem Mendel Ben Saud.
Ki chesed chafatzti.